I wanted to talk to you today about attention and exposure. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? I'm hanging out here in Brooklyn. What's going on? Brooklyn. It's BK in the house. We're here. But yeah, I'm here for a project I've been working on. I figured I should do a quick video and show you what's happening. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you today about attention and exposure and how it's applicable to your business. I don't know why you're here. Maybe you're building a business. You're building a real estate wholesaling business. You're building a network marketing business, internet marketing business. Whatever kind of business you're building, at the end of the day, it comes down to one thing. You know, it comes down to your ability to command attention. That's how Gary Vaynerchuk chose to say, but every time I tell you, exposure is everything. You have to take advantage of exposure. Anytime you have an opportunity to be exposed, to expose your brand, to expose your opportunity, to expose your business, you have to take advantage of it, okay? I'm actually looking for the sun, to the best light over here. Okay, I think this is better. Perfect. All right, so you have to take advantage of exposure. You have to take advantage of opportunities. And to tell you that, I want to explain something to you that I have an uncle, right? And he's a journalist. As a matter of fact, you can check out this website at sharpedgenews.com. It puts up political news and stuff in Nigeria, Africa. And he has a... he's had some slow times and some challenges here, here and there, and I had to spend some time talking to him today, and I wanted to share some of the lessons I shared with him with you. And that's the fact that exposure is everything. So he was offered to come on TV to be a commentator, to be a political contribution analyst and things like that, and I told him to take advantage of it. Now, there's a fine line between that and just being available for... sorry about that. This is New York City. But anyway, there's a fine line between that and essentially just being available anyhow to anybody, okay? So you want to make sure that you're not being available anyhow to anybody. You should be busy with your business. You should find activities that... you should spend your time on most productive activities in your business. You should find out what activities create the most, affect your KPI the most, okay? And focus all your energy on that, okay? And that's what you want to do, okay? That's the best way to really run your business. But with that being said, one of the things that, probably one of the top things that affect, well, you have consistency, right? You got to be consistent in whatever you do, right? But you also have attention. I mean, you cannot be consistent at hiding in your room and not having enough attention. You gotta create attention. You gotta create exposure. Exposure is everything for your business. So I had to share that with him. I said, why don't you get on the TV, tell them. And not only that, if they don't call you, you know, try to be on TV at least once a week, okay? And it's very simple. Just like I tell you anytime you come here, I say, hey, I'm Ola, the creator of myempirepro.com. See, I could be on anybody's website and I could introduce myself like that all day long. MyEmpirePro.com, I wonder what that is. Curiosity, whatever. You followed me. You Google my name. Or whatever, you know. I'm the creator of this. Right? You could start like that. Hey, I'm Ola, I buy houses. You know? So I just had this guy honking at me. Very weird, but anyway, right? So I'm Ola, I'm whatever you want to call yourself, right? And you essentially, I'm advertising these businesses behind me. They're getting exposure right now, right? But you want to introduce yourself and say, I buy houses. I'm Ola, I help people with their homes. I help people get rid of their homes. I'm Ola, I help, I buy houses. I'm Ola, I sell and buy houses. Whatever it is that you want to coin for yourself, you say it to yourself, but you also want to make sure you're available to become part of the leadership in your community, okay? And that's why I tell people creating content is part of what you do, because it's not every time you're gonna have enough equity in the market to be invited to platforms to come and do webinars. You're not gonna, but you can create your own stage. So when you create your own stage on platforms like YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, right, you are now creating exposure for yourself. Right? When you create exposure for yourself, being consistent at it is gonna be the next key thing you wanna do there. So I figured that the weather just literally dropped, like right now. I just feel like this cold just came in my body right now. The weather has been nice all day long. Crazy. Okay? But you get the point, right? Exposure is everything. Any chance you get to expose yourself, if somebody said they're going to pay you less, but you know there's nothing else better you're doing at that point in time, but you know in fact it's going to create more exposure for your personal brand and yourself, all right? Check that out. Right? You know, if you know that, take advantage of it. If you know you have an opportunity to be an intern in a place where you're going to get a lot more exposure, take advantage of it. Okay? Because all those things add on as additional equity that you can capitalize all over time. But I'm talking to you now specifically as a business owner. Okay? It's so true, because I actually never really... You know, this guy, Gary Vaynerchuk, always talking about attention. He's always talking about attention. Well, attention, right? He's always done that. But I've always said exposure is everything. You can see, like, I have like a whole subsection about it in my book, which you can download for free at myempirepro.com. Exposure is everything. But I didn't realize we were pretty much saying the same thing, okay? You're in this game, you can get everything else wrong. But if you get the attention part wrong, you will struggle for a long time. You could make the best burger in the world. If you don't know how to get attention for that burger, it's of no use. So see, McDonald's doesn't have the best burger in the world. I think we can all agree that the cheeseburger at McDonald's is not the best burger in the world, right? But it doesn't matter. It's the best selling one, right? It's the best selling one. So you got to understand that concept right there, and you need to apply it to your business starting now. How can I create more attention for what I already know how to do? See, everything else, like what you don't know how to do already, you can learn that along the way. But if there's anything that you need to learn right now, either you buy houses, you sell houses, you help people make money from home, you sell affiliate products, right? Whatever that is, that you do, right? There's one thing, and that's how to create attention, how to create exposure, how to have abundance of exposure, how to have abundance of attention, okay? You need to learn how to do that. So if there's that one thing that you haven't figured that out, if you haven't figured out how to get attention for your business, you need to learn how to do that, okay? On the internet, we call it traffic, right? You see where I'm at right now? How many cars have passed by so far since, right? Do you think all these stores are here just by mistake? They're not here by mistake. They're here for a reason, because this road gets lots of traffic. Let me show you. The same thing that's applicable on the internet. I mean, right now it seems a little quiet, right? It's a little quiet. Watch this. It's a little quiet, right? Watch what's going to happen over the next few minutes, okay? I'm going to remind you. Just watch me. You see the road right now, right? Right? So I'm looking over here, okay? But watch what's going to happen in the next few minutes, okay? Remember, all these stores are not here by mistake. You see all these stores on the side right here? They're not here by mistake. But watch what's going to happen in less than 3 minutes, because I'm actually about to end this video right now. Exposure is everything, okay? If you want to create, if you want to have a store, moms and pop, why do we say corner store? Because that corner has like two different streets with traffic going through, so it can, like that's high prime real estate, because it will get a lot more exposure. Your store will get a lot more exposure, and that increases the chances of people coming in through the door. Okay, watch it. The traffic is starting to happen again. Okay, and as a matter of fact, right now this is rush hour. Okay, no, I'm good. I'm filming. Yeah. All right. So watch behind me. You see that traffic that just ended up? Okay. Now watch this. Check this out. All right. See that? They're coming, all right? So actually, this time that I'm shooting this right now, it's right about 4:47, so it's actually rush hour. And then you see all this traffic coming right now? Yeah. And there's a bunch of buses too. We're in New York City, so you're gonna see that a lot. Okay, why is New York City hot? Because of population, traffic, human beings. Okay, so if you have a ghost land of a website out there and you're surprised that money's not coming in because nobody's coming in, I mean, that sounds like logic, but I've kind of realized, watch the traffic, okay? I've kind of realized that most people don't apply common sense, or maybe we can't really call it common sense. Bottom line is that you need to understand that attention is everything in your business. If you're going to open a store, you need to open a store in a place where it's going to attract a lot of traffic. If you have a website, then you need to create traffic for that website. You need to be creating content that people actually want to know. You need to create content about things that people actually want to know, okay? Because if you don't do that, your business will become a ghost land and no revenue will come in, okay? So the key thing right now, how do I apply this concept of exposure, attention is everything, to my business? And that's what I cover in details in my book. You can go ahead and download a free version of the book at myempirepro.com. Not free version, the only version. You can go get a... Just go to myempirepro.com. You can see the link on the screen. And go get your own copy. And it's applicable to any business. Real estate, wholesaling, investing, network marketing, internet marketing. The same concept. And I go into details on the mindset on how to generate traffic on Facebook, on Google. Because everybody, your audience, right? Your clientele, they're all hanging out on social media. And it's the easiest way for you to attract traffic and actually convert them to come to the stores, even if you have a mom's and pop, regular good old store on the street. It's the best way to actually attract people these days because everybody's hanging out on their phone. Everybody. You see them walk around the street right now, they have their phone in their hands and they're talking. So that's what I have for you on this particular episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.